Time for another edition of
Is It Fascism
or Not? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Dateline, Issaquah, Washington. A school bus driver fired for allegedly flipping off President Bush during a Seattle visit last June is now appealing her firing. School officials say the woman set a bad example for the children when she flipped off the president as his motorcade passed her stopped bus. Now, this sounds routine, but given the highly charged atmosphere, we are compelled to ask,
is it fascism
or not?
Or not?
Now, in the limo with the president at the time was Congressman Dave Reichert, who says the president turned to him.
He turned to me and he said, "Sheriff, that bus driver just flipped me off." And I said, "Mr. President, I'm sorry."
Congressman Reichert did inform the school superintendent, but it turns out the driver had already been fired after bragging about the flip-off to colleagues. Now, since then, we've been forwarded video of George Bush as governor of Texas sitting in front of a camera for a sound check and very visibly flipping off the cameraman.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ooh! Are we rolling tape on that?
Just a one-finger victory salute.
The implication being that the president has a sense of humor, which may include an appreciation of the simple fun inherent in a well-timed extension of the middle finger. And so we ask, is the firing of the driver a signal of the beginning of fascism, defined as an obsessively nationalistic alliance of government, business, and the media to suppress nonconformity?
Is it fascism?
All right. Is it fascism? No. The district would have fired the driver no matter who she'd flipped off. So, as long as you're on your own time, flip away, perhaps just keeping in the back of your mind that everything changed on 9/11.
Just a one-finger victory salute.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.